Latrice Jeter here from Simplified Insurance Solutions, talking about Medicare and Medicaid. Everything you want to know about it. Let's go, Latrice Jeter.
Good morning. I want to thank you all for welcoming me to your convention this year and allowing me to speak. And thank you, Ron. I'm Latrice Jeter, and I've been in the insurance industry over 17 years now. I specialize at this point in Medicare, and so I'll discuss with you just a brief overview. There's a lot of different aspects and components, of course, to Medicare and Medicaid, but I do just want to cover just a few. Part A of Medicare, Part B, Part C, Part D, and then I'll touch on, you know, Medicare supplements and how those work along with Medicaid and some of our state programs here in Indiana. I'll speak on too briefly, such as extra help or low income subsidies, just to make sure that you all are aware that that's available to you too. So Medicare, in order to qualify for Medicare, you're eligible once you reach the age of 65. But also those with disabilities that receive Social Security benefits also qualify for Medicare once you're 2 years into receiving the Social Security benefits. Then they'll just automatically enroll you in Part A. Part A has a zero premium for, that's the standard. It's based on your income, but most Americans have a zero premium. And then there's a deductible for Part A. That's the hospital coverage for Medicare. The per benefit deductible for 2019 is $1,364. And then there's co-payments after that, which are cost for certain services rendered. And so that's what you would be billed, that $1,364 in 2019 anytime you have a hospital stay under original Medicare. It's per benefit period, which just means per hospitalization for inpatient stays. And then Part B of Original Medicare, there is a standard monthly premium for Part B, and Part B is optional, of $135.50 this year. That's taken out of a Social Security or retirement benefit check. And then the deductible for Part B for 2019, and Part B has an annual deductible, so it's just one time a year, is $185. And that amount does go up a little each year, as well as the hospital deductible. There's a coinsurance after that deductible for the year of 80-20. And so that means that Medicare is covering 80% of services and they bill you 20%. Some of the things that Medicare does not cover would include dental, vision, hearing, long-term care, things like that. And so that's where Part C of Medicare comes into play. And Part C of Medicare is also known as Medicare Advantage plans. With Medicare Advantage plans, those are the plans that you often hear on commercials that have little to zero premium. They cover Part A of Original Medicare, Part B of Original Medicare. Many of them include dental, vision, and hearing. You can also have prescription drug coverage included under a Medicare Advantage plan. The deductibles that I mentioned, the co-payments, the 80-20 co-insurance after on Part B, on most of the Medicare Advantage plans, you actually go to a zero deductible, is very common. And things like a, you know, small to little to no co-pay for doctor's visits. They cover your outpatient, inpatient. They include things like transportation, free transportation where you're not paying for it. They include things like over-the-counter allowances. So that's something you might want to consider if you do have Original Medicare, is a Medicare Advantage plan so that you get some additional benefits to go along with your Part A and Part B. The things to qualify for a Medicare Advantage plan is that you must be currently enrolled in Medicare Part A and B, and you cannot currently have end-stage renal disease when you're applying. Now, if you get end-stage renal disease, which is kidney failure with dialysis treatment, while you have a Medicare Advantage plan, of course, you can remain on the plan. They can't kick you off an insurance plan once you have it based on medical conditions. The other part to Original Medicare is Part D, and that's prescription drug coverage. So you can get a standalone prescription drug plan. And if you have Original Medicare Part A or Part B, I'm realizing many people are not aware that you have a penalty if you don't have prescription drug coverage. If there's ever a break in your prescription drug coverage for 63 days or longer, then they will penalize you 1% of the national average prescription drug premium thereon, you know, from thereafter. So if you have Part A and Part B and you don't have a prescription drug plan, you want to consider getting one as soon as possible. I should say Part A and or Part B, so that you will not have to face that penalty down the line. Part B of original Medicare has a penalty as well. So if you, you know, turn that down when it's first available to you, and then you need to pick up the Part B later on, you're going to be penalized for that as well. So those are things to consider. Another way that you can cover the gaps in Medicare is what's called a Medicare supplement plan. Those are the ones where you hear of the letters A through N, so like a Plan F or a Plan G with the private insurance carriers. To qualify for a Medicare supplement plan, you have to be enrolled in Part A and Part B. Medicare supplement plans do not include prescription drug coverage, so you want to go out and get a prescription drug coverage plan, standalone plan as well. And there is a monthly premium in addition to your Part B. You know, again, that standard premium is $135.50 that comes straight out of Social Security or railroad retirement benefits. If you do not have, you have to maintain that, as well as there's an additional premium for a Medicare supplement plan. And those usually range anywhere from about $100 to $200 per month. And they pay after Medicare pays. So with the Medicare supplement, Medicare Part A and B pay first, and then the supplement plan pays a portion or all of your bills after that. So that's how those work. And other than that, I really wanted to just, you know, take some questions. Does anybody have any questions over Medicare or Medicaid? And then if so, while you all are heading over, I'll cover Medicaid and how that works with Medicare. So if you happen to have Medicaid and Medicare, then that's called a dual special. So you qualify for a dual special needs Medicare Advantage plan, and so you get additional benefits. So Medicaid, I'll give one example. For example, in Indiana, Medicaid will cover you $600 for dental. You can go and get glasses once every 5 years. Those with Medicaid are familiar with these benefits, probably. If you have Medicare and Medicaid, you qualify for a dual special needs Medicare Advantage plan. And a lot of people don't realize they qualify for that. But if you do, then that means that you can go and, you know, get your glasses every single year. And they give you things like allowances up to $200 or $250, $300, for example, to get those glasses each year. Dental coverage can, you know, go as high as $2,000, $2,500 per year. So that's an increased benefit over just having the Medicare and the Medicaid. So if you're dual eligible, you definitely want to get with someone, I would recommend, and look into obtaining a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan to go along with it. For those that have VA benefits, VA does not coordinate benefits, as you know, with Medicare. And so if you have Medicare as well as VA benefits, you also, if you have Part A and B, can qualify for a Medicare Advantage plan. Again, that just gives you additional coverage. You can still see the VA, as you always do. It doesn't change any of that. But then you have that option to also use the coverage, additional coverage that you have through a private insurer. So if you're waiting to get in for a doctor, you know, at the VA, or if certain prescriptions such as antibiotics commonly might not be covered with VA benefits, then you also want to couple that with a Medicare Advantage plan so that you have coverage on that as well. The other thing that I mentioned was extra help and low income subsidies. That's through the state. And based on income levels, but not the same levels as they use to determine Medicaid, many people qualify for extra help, and that's help with your prescription drugs. So they lower the cost down to little to nothing per month and cover all of your prescriptions. The extra help low income subsidy is dually funded by both the state and the federal governments. And so if you are denied Medicaid, but you still feel like your income is too low to be paying for the prescriptions that you're paying for out of pocket, your out of pocket cost, I should say, or co-pays on them, then you'll definitely want to contact the Social Security Administration and, you know, learn if you qualify for extra help. Again, you don't have to qualify for Medicaid to qualify for extra help. So that should help out too. And then did anyone have any questions or anything over?
Yes, ma'am. I currently am the SSEI.
Thank you. Currently, I am receiving SSDI, and It was a couple years ago. I called the state Medicaid office and asked them if I was eligible for Medicaid, and they asked me what my benefits were, and I told them, and they said that I made too much money on SSDI to qualify for Medicaid. Now, first of all, if this is true, then what is the limit that you fall off not being able to get Medicaid? What's the limit for SSDI?
They typically go off of, for Medicaid benefits, it's based on the federal poverty guidelines. And so in 2019, it was around $17,000, $18,000 for an individual household. I don't have those guidelines right in front of me right now, but that's what they base that on. And so to once they consider the SSDI income or benefit, that would be considered income that they're looking at. And so that may very well be why you didn't qualify for both of them, if that makes sense.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Now, what you may qualify for, however, if you do have Medicare, with that said, remember, if you don't qualify for Medicaid, you may still qualify for extra help, the low-income subsidy. So you want to look into that with the Social Security office, I would recommend. You're welcome. Did anybody have any other questions? So I'll be around, of course, the rest of the conference. If you have any questions that you think of, you can just come up to me and ask me. I'd be more than happy to answer. And if anyone needs any help with anything that has to do with Medicare, Medicaid, or, you know, anything like extra help, you can always reach out to me for assistance.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right.